Imagine having two distinct personalities living inside your head, one rational and thoughtful, the other emotional and impulsive. This isn't just a metaphor, it's the reality of our psychological makeup according to Prof. Steve Peters' groundbreaking model. When Olympic cyclist Victoria Pendleton faced crippling self-doubt before races, this understanding of her divided mind transformed her performance and led to Olympic gold. The model has since become the secret weapon for countless elite athletes and business leaders. Our brain contains multiple independent operating systems that evolved separately and now must work together, often with conflicting agendas. The human is our frontal brain that thinks logically, gathers facts, and makes balanced judgments. It represents our best self. The chimp is our limbic brain that processes information through feelings rather than facts. It jumps to conclusions, thinks in absolutes, and catastrophizes situations. Crucially, your chimp is 5 times stronger emotionally than your human, which explains why willpower alone often fails when emotions run high. Have you ever made a firm resolution in the morning only to abandon it by afternoon? That's your chimp hijacking your intentions. The insight that changes everything. You aren't responsible for having a chimp, but you are responsible for managing it. When experiencing unwanted feelings, thoughts, or behaviors, you're being hijacked by your chimp. Ask yourself, do I want this feeling, thought, behavior? If no, your chimp leads. If yes, your human is in control. Your chimp typically uses phrases like, but what if, to generate anxiety, or but I feel, to justify emotional decisions. All information goes to your chimp first. It assesses threats before potentially passing control to your human. Problems occur when your chimp offers inappropriate responses and dominates your thinking. Managing your chimp involves 3 techniques. First, exercise it by allowing emotional expression in a safe space. Like physical exercise, emotional venting typically lasts under 10 minutes before subsiding. Second, box your chimp using facts and logic that satisfy it with meaningful truths. Third, reward your chimp with bananas, distractions or pleasures like counting down before getting out of bed or promising yourself treats after completing tasks. Remember, while your chimp's drives are permanent, its behavior can change. A well-nurtured chimp with met needs becomes much easier to manage. Beyond your human and chimp lies your computer, a storage system containing automatic programs and reference points. This computer works 20 times faster than your human and 4 times faster than your chimp, making it the most efficient way to manage your inner world when properly programmed. Your computer contains 4 key elements: autopilots, helpful automatic behaviors and beliefs, gremlins, unhelpful automatic behaviors that can be removed, goblins, deeply embedded unhelpful beliefs that are difficult to remove, and lifestones, core values and beliefs. A common goblin is the refrigerator door syndrome, where parents link a child's worthiness to achievements through displayed work with praise. This teaches children that achievements determine worth rather than emphasizing inherent worthiness. This goblin often causes adults to feel anxious about others' judgments and measure self-worth by results. Common gremlins include unrealistic expectations that trigger negative emotions. For example, I must always be on time could be reprogrammed to the autopilot, I want to be on time when I can, but sometimes this doesn't happen. To reprogram your computer, identify unhelpful beliefs and replace them with constructive truths. If you struggle with saying no, examine your underlying fears and replace beliefs like saying no means I'm selfish with saying no is an appropriate response from an adult who respects their boundaries. Everyone has both a chimp and human brain. Recognizing this in others can transform relationships, like the man who improved his marriage once he understood his wife's chimp could get emotional too. When both partners acknowledge this reality, they can help manage each other's chimps and let their humans collaborate. We often mistakenly assume others' brains work like ours. People with autism, for instance, process emotions differently and struggle with reading facial expressions. Understanding these neurological differences, as the father who was frustrated with his autistic son discovered, often leads to simpler, more effective solutions. Different mindsets can trap people in specific behavior patterns. The Snow White mindset involves avoiding responsibility, feeling victimized, and believing change is impossible. Often characterized by dramatic sighs, manipulative body language, and passive-aggressive responses when challenged. For effective communication, recognize four possible interactions: human-to-human, logical, ideal; chimp-to-chimp, emotional, destructive; human-to-chimp, or chimp-to-human, both problematic. The communication box requires the right person, time, place, agenda, and approach. Being assertive means calmly explaining what's acceptable in your world, stating what you don't want using I statements, the feeling it generates, and what you want instead. When stress strikes, your chimp reacts first with fight, flight, or freeze. To prevent this takeover, follow these steps. 1. Recognize stress and activate your computer. 2. Pause your thinking. 3. Escape if possible. 4. Helicopter up for perspective by questioning long-term importance. 5. Make a plan focusing on what you can control. 6. Let your human lead. 7. Smile and find the bright side. Watch for chronic stress symptoms: constant tiredness, irritability, lost sense of humor, unexplained anxiety, and small tasks feeling overwhelming. Prevent it by using time wisely, being assertive, setting realistic expectations, managing your chimp, and seeking early help. Your chimp and human define success differently. Your chimp values external achievements and possessions, becoming a millionaire, while your human values personal qualities, becoming happy. By adopting your human's definition, measuring success by your best effort, success remains within your control. True confidence comes not from believing you'll achieve specific standards, your chimp's approach, which breeds fear of failure, but from committing to do your best and handling any consequences, your human's approach. This way, confidence can reach 100% because you can always guarantee your best effort, even when you can't guarantee outcomes. Happiness requires first meeting basic needs to exit negative states, then adding positive elements to your life. Your chimp needs fun and new experiences, while your human thrives on laughter, achievement, and generosity. Many lack confidence because they fear embarrassment, often stemming from a gremlin belief that we must be perfect. Accepting our flaws as normal parts of being human is liberating. Everyone makes mistakes throughout life. Learning to laugh at ourselves and admit ignorance creates authentic confidence. Your chimp seeks security externally by avoiding change and risk, while your human finds it internally through accepting that vulnerability and change are unavoidable aspects of life. Mastering your mind isn't about silencing your chimp, but creating harmony between your brain systems. By understanding each part's unique language and needs, you can transform inner conflict into cooperation. Your chimp isn't your enemy, but a powerful force that, when properly managed, becomes your greatest ally. The path forward involves integration, embracing your whole self with compassion, wisdom, and courage to grow beyond your programming.